controls the body. He improves, he consoles, and he edifies. Amen? All right. The one with the gift of tongues talks for his own benefit. Folks, I want to tell every one of you in here that I need to talk to God for my benefit. For me, I need to hear from God in a spiritual experience so that as I minister, as I talk, as I witness, that the Holy Spirit in me can bring to my understanding the things that He's taught me from years past. I don't have to sit down and write it down on paper. God's written it in my heart. And in the revelation of my experience, the Holy Spirit has taught me and benefited me and instructed me and spiritually strengthened me that I'm no longer afraid to get up and give witness to Jesus. Amen. Tongues are important. Extremely important. Scripture says to us that they're the least. We always know that the least usually is the best. Yeah. Don't we? In fact, what I would say to you today, well, let me ask, how many of you here do not pray in tongues? I should ask that first. Do not, raise your hands up good and high. Okay, maybe 30, 40%, 50%, half of you. How many of you do pray in tongues? Raise your hand. Well, this will be easy today. Now, for you that didn't raise your hand on either one, that's called double-mindedness. All right. For the one with the gift of tongues talks for his own benefit, but the man who prophesies talks for the benefit of the whole community. Folks, we need to pray in the Spirit for the sake of constantly edifying ourselves so that we can do and live the witness that God's called us to live. I'm totally convinced today that I probably would not be here doing what I'm doing if I couldn't pray in tongues. Now that's me. I'm not saying that about you, but that's me. And I want to give you, as I go to Romans 8:26, I want to give you a little testimony about praying in tongues. In Romans 8:26, it says this: the Spirit comes to help us in our weakness. See, there's moments that I'm absolutely spiritually weak. There's moments that I really don't feel like doing this. There's moments that I'm tried and tempted in areas that really devastate me. In my weakness, when I cannot choose words in order to pray properly, the Spirit comes to help me in that weakness. I am not against proper praying. Folks, I don't even care if you pray a lot and you talk a lot in your prayer. I'm not even against that simply because I'm not against anything. What I try to do for myself is to get me into a state of prayer and understand prayer to where I know that I'm not going to have a lot of loose motion. Because, folks, listen, when you get into this, you're so busy, you don't have time for loose motion. Amen? I mean, you just don't. And it says, "In the Spirit comes to help us in our weakness, for when we cannot choose words in order to pray properly." Example. When I got my pilot's license 13 years ago, I was 46 years old, and my wife, I was having a difficult time to convince her to go flying with me. And I was on my way up to Shreveport. We all laughing at it. I'm a good pilot. I got my pilot's license. I went home. I said, "Honey, I'm a pilot." She said, "You can't even drive a car." I drive a car, I fall asleep. And she always has to drive. I can drive five blocks and fall asleep. Just boom. I went fishing today to go pick up bait. I almost fell asleep picking up the bait. I mean, I just go to sleep. It just puts me to sleep. And so she knew the minute I got in an airplane, I'd probably fall asleep and that'd be the end of everybody. So she wasn't interested in flying with me. And I finally convinced her. I said, "Sweetheart, I am a wonderful pilot. The FAA says that I am. And because they give me a license. I passed all the tests." I said, "Now I would like for you to go with me up to Shreveport." And she says she finally agreed. And so when she agreed, my daughter, Regina, y'all seen Regina around? Okay, my 13-year-old granddaughter, at that time she was 3 months old. And so Regina decided she'd go with little Megan. And y'all met Hilda? Hilda, okay, Hilda said, "Well, I'll go." So I had a plane full. There was five in a four-seater plane, and Regina was sitting in the back with the baby. Hilda was in the back. I was flying. My wife was sitting in the co-pilot seat, and we took off, and we headed toward Shreveport, and we got up around Macomb, Mississippi, Laurel, Mississippi, for y'all that know where Laurel, Mississippi is, and I run into a humongous thunderstorm. And I noticed that, I could see it, but, you know, I weren't close to it. But I noticed that my wife began to grip the seat because we started hitting little air pockets. And my wife was gripping the seat, and I looked at her, you know, and she was kind of like, and she says, "Turn around." And I said, "Mom, I don't like to turn around." She said, "I want you to turn around." I said, "I ain't turning around." She said, "Yes, you are. Turn around." I said, "I ain't turning around." And about this, we was going at it like this, and I got closer and closer and closer. I didn't know that the thing was behind me, too. It was creeping up on me behind. And I was right in a big mess. And when I finally couldn't take my wife hollering, "Turn around," anymore, I turned around. And I whipped it up in a 45-degree bank. You know, I was really going to get it around and show her that I could fly that thing. And I whipped that thing up on a 45-degree bank and came around and flew right into a cloud. And went vertigo. I thought, what happened? I looked at my instruments, and they were all going every which way. I said, "What's going on?" And all of a sudden, I looked at my altimeter, and it's going like this. I said, "That ain't right." I looked at my compass, and it's going like this. I said, "There's something wrong." And what had happened in my 45-degree bank, when I hit the cloud, went vertigo, I went upside down. And it throwed all my instruments in reverse, and I began a spiral. They call it a dead man's spiral. We was floating in the airplane like, and my wife, you know, you really don't know what, because we were in the clouds. And she began to pray in tongues. And Hilda sitting in the back seat, she began to pray in tongues. And Regina came up over the back seat. She said, "What's going on?" And I'm sitting there froze at the wheel because I can't figure this thing out. I mean, I could not think. I was froze in the seat. I couldn't do anything. I was fixated. I was frozen at the control. Y'all know what freezing up is? I don't have to describe it anymore, do I? I was out of my tree with fear, okay? And somehow I heard Hilda in the back seat praying in tongues because Hilda was loud. And I heard my wife praying in tongues, and I began to pray in tongues. Because you see, tongues, praying in tongues, does not require brain power. It's tongue power. Doesn't have anything to do with your mind. And one of the reasons that most people have a hard time getting into tongues is because their mind won't let them. There, your old mind said, "What are you doing? That's stupid. You cut that out." And so here I begin to pray in tongues, and just as fast as that confused state, that fear state swept over me to where I couldn't move, all of a sudden it left. And I remembered an instructor saying to me in a class, if you ever get vertigo, pull the power on the engine. Pull it back and turn it loose of the wheel. The plane is designed to fly itself. Have you ever been in an airplane and turned loose the wheel? Let me tell you what it's like. It's just like you turning your life loose to Jesus. We don't like to do it. We hate to give up the control. We just hate it. I turned loose of the wheel, and at 2,000 feet, the plane came out of the dive, and all my instruments came back up. I was at 2,000 feet. Everything was looking good, and I broke out of the clouds and said, "Praise the Lord." Now, folks, I promise you, I don't think I would have been here today. That was not a time to pray properly. It was not a time to break out the Our Father. Our Father who... I couldn't even think of the Our Father. Amen.
Amen.
It was time for tongues because it didn't require any... My mind was froze. So now let me finish reading this to you. The Spirit comes to help us in our weakness, for when we cannot choose words in order to pray properly, the Spirit Himself expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into words. And the Spirit, who knows everything in our hearts, knows perfectly well what the Spirit means, and that the plea of the saints expressed by the Spirit of God are according to the mind of God. We got to Shreveport that night. I said, "Lord, I've never asked Him since." And up to that point, I'd never asked Him. I said, "Lord, what was I praying in tongues?" And you know what He said to me? He said, "You were hollering, 'Help!'" Now let me read it to you again. The Spirit comes to help us in our weakness, in our fears, in our trials, in our tribulations. He comes to help us when we're being persecuted, when we're being used and abused, when we're being molested, taken advantage of. The Spirit comes to help us when we're weak in fear. He comes to help us. For when we cannot choose words in order to pray properly, the Spirit expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into words, and God, who knows everything in our hearts, isn't that wonderful? Knows perfectly well what He means, and that the plea of the saints expressed by the Spirit are according to the mind of God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, what I'd like to do here is I would like to help you understand why tongues are important. And I'm going to give you a little demonstration. I want you to participate with me in an exercise, and I'll help you understand what I'd like for you to do. When I give a signal, like I say, start, I want you to count from 1 to 10 in your mind. Understand? I want you to count like... Okay? Now, when I give you the signal to count and you begin to count, I'm going to ask you to say your name out loud. Would you do that for me? Okay. Okay, would everybody start counting? Say your name out loud. I want to know what happened to your counting. Why? I mean, all you were doing were thinking your numbers. How come it stopped? Why couldn't you keep on thinking? Why don't you say you don't know? You know, folks, listen to this. I discovered something about my mouth. When my mouth is talking, my mind, all it's doing is recording what I'm saying. It has to stop and pay attention to my mouth. It says, from the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. Amen? And our mind records it. Now, I'm not a psychologist or a brain doctor, but I know this, what I've just demonstrated, works. You cannot count. In fact, folks, you can't think while you're talking. It's the reason we ought to keep our mouth shut a lot so we can hear ourselves. When your mouth is talking, you ain't thinking. You're listening. Your ears have to listen. That's the reason that it's so important. When your tongue begins to talk in something that your mind doesn't understand, your mind will try to shut it down. He'll say, what you doing? That's stupid. Stop it. It ain't making no sense at all. But now let me tell you what, if you'll do, if you'll persist, you know how busy your mind stays? Some of you can't sleep at night because your mind is running. You know what I'm talking about? You take Nitol, Hadacol, Sleepol, you just take all this stuff to sleep. I can give you a simple remedy. If you will pray in tongues and persist over the will of your mind, if you will persist to operate your tongue in faith to God, your mind will take a vacation. It won't have nothing to do. It'll just lay up there and go off into la-la land. Amen. And folks, our minds, I'm convinced today the reason we're having all these mind diseases is it just circuits. It just short circuits. Y'all can tell I'm a bad hat, can't you? Now, where's the piano player? Get up here, piano player! Come here, Eldon. Eldon is my wonderful brother. I was in Los Angeles, and I was really searching scriptures for tongues because Father Smith just made me do it, and I didn't like that, and I wanted to find out why I was doing it, so I began to search out the scriptures, and I ran across this stuff, and I began to realize that tongues is your heart talking to God. It's your heart. It's not your mind. It's our heart. And God, He knows our hearts. And when we pray in tongues, we're speaking to God from our hearts. And God is able to do things for us that we really don't know. In the mysteries of our life, in the times that we don't know how to do. And so I was in Los Angeles and I had this group of ladies in a nursing home. And there was a brother playing this song. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. And I thought to myself, that's tongues. It doesn't mean anything. How many of you have ever heard this song? How many of you saw the movie Mary Poppins? Can somebody give me a... supercalifragilistic... But would somebody tell me what that means? Now, see, the world has used this and presented it to us, but they always charge us for it. And they never give us but just a little bit of it. Folks, we can do this all day. St. Paul said, pray without ceasing. How about this song? Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Okay, how about zippity-doo-dah? What does that mean? Now let me ask you this question. What have you ever seen anybody sing one of these songs, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or zippity-doo-dah, depressed? Like zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo. You just don't do that. Tongues edify. They make you feel good. I don't know why, they just do. And it's a wonderful tool. It's an effective tool. It's grace from God to really cure a lot of ails that are in you. Really does. And as I was in this nursing home and I was going through these songs, the brother was playing them, I thought, where's tongues? And so when I got up, I said, I gave the sermon on tongues, and I said, how many of you want tongues? And all of them raised their hand. I said, brother, would you play that song again? La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. And they sang it with me, and I said, you're all singing in tongues. They wouldn't sing it again. Folks, that's how stubborn we are. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into this, ah, la, 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 la. We're going to go into that, and when we get to the end of it, for all of you that have never done this before, we get to the end of this, hallelujah. I want you to keep singing. But make up your own song with your tongue. You let your tongue talk. Amen? It's the easiest way in the world to get into this. Now, I'll tell you, your mind will resist you. It'll resist. But if you will persist over your mind, you'll conquer it. We need to conquer our minds for God. Amen? We need to be able to conquer our minds because God... Folks, how can we listen to God if our minds are so screwed up? We need to be able to talk so we can listen. Talk in tongues so we can listen. Amen? So here we go. Now, we're gonna go through this, hallelujah, and we're going to get to the end of that, and we're just going to keep on singing in the Spirit, hallelujah. Got it? La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la. Here we go. Hallelujah. La 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 la. Ina ro la la po mana na na ko. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. Ina ro la 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 mo niya kia ta ra la po mana na niya. Praying in tongues is a gift, and you control it. It don't control you. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. You don't get out of control with this thing, folks. You start it, and you can stop it anytime you want to. Amen? Now, sometimes it'll get so good to you, if you've never done it, you don't want to stop it. And you just rattle that tongue. Amen. Now, one of the things that Catholics love to do when they start praying, they like to close their eyes. Because that's the way we've been taught, you know. The minute you say pray, all the eyes go clink. Now, folks, praying in tongues, it says pray without ceasing. And a lot of times we pray driving our cars. You do not want to close your eyes driving your car. I mean, you will be out of here in a hurry. So now this time we want to pray, and we want to keep our eyes open, and I want you to look up here at me, and I want you to give me a tongue prayer. You know, let that thing, let it wrap, okay? All right, now here we go. Now remember, this is a faith exercise, and it's good. Amen. And we're talking to who? All right, here we go. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la. Here we go.
Open your mouth and praise the Lord. He na la 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 pori ania. Ale 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 ania ya koya doya poya ania. He shala roho.
Tomorrow in the liturgy, when Father goes up with the host, we can't express words big enough for that. There are no words to express. So tomorrow you have permission to go off into tongues. When the cup goes up, we have, folks, the words aren't big enough. Amen. Go off into tongues. See, the whole community then participates. Everybody becomes a part of the sacrifice. We're offering ourselves as a sacrifice. Amen? Amen. See, this is what our parishes are coming to. All right, now here's what we want to do. We want you to stand up, and I want you to hold on to one another. Because what we're fixing to do, you're going to pray for the person next to you in tongues. And I can promise you that miracles, all kind of wonderful things, healings, headaches, all kind of... Listen, God will walk through this group and heal us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la, hallelujah. La 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 la. Alleluia, Aniado. Hina la la poria tinia. We give you praise and thanks, Lord. We glory in your holy name. We praise you, Lord. Gloria hanamoshinia. We thank you, Jesus. Hina. Oh, Halialia, Torada Shinia, Oh, Pomania, Hayatara Boyenia. We lift our voices to you, Lord God on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He Koroda Pomania Tinia, He Nashara Poya Tinia. Could we give Jesus a big old hand clap?